Our last feature this month pays homage to David Bowie, who died 2 years ago this month. An immense talent, we chose five of his songs to trace his musical journey and cultural impact. 1969, Space Oddity. Here am I sitting in a tin can, far above the world.
From the start, there was something otherworldly about David Bowie, an ability to see further than most. His first hit, like many later songs, was about looking at the world from space. Musically, it was strange, unlike anything else in rock music. Bowie had tried to play by the music industry rules for years, and it hadn't worked. So here he was, breaking the rules, singing a futuristic song in the voice of a doomed astronaut as his spaceship spins out of control. Space Oddity contained all the elements of Bowie's future career. He was playing a theatrical character, the first of his many personas, and mixing several melodies into one song. Plus, long before MTV and YouTube, Bowie made a video for the song.
1971. Changes. Look out, you rock and rollers. Pretty soon now, you're going to get older.
Bowie kept changing, kept evolving. Where most stars might try a new style, Bowie couldn't stay still. His first albums created a blueprint for how music would develop over the next 30 years. He moved from folk, Hunky Dory, 1971, to invent glam rock, Ziggy Stardust, 1972. 1974's Diamond Dogs predicted the arrival of punk a few years later, by which time he had moved on to electronica, Station to Station, 1976, after a brief journey through soul, Young Americans, 1975. While a generation of 80s artists found inspiration in these early albums, Bowie kept innovating. His Scary Monsters, 1980, remains probably the most unusual album ever to go to number one, creating brilliant music out of a cacophony of noise.
1974. Rebel, Rebel. You've got your mother in a whirl. She's not sure if you're a boy or a girl.
When Bowie died in 2016, the grief felt by his early fans was not just about the music. It was about the impact he'd had on their lives and on society. The Bowie of the early 70s was a direct challenge to social taboos. At a time when homosexuality had only recently been decriminalized, he showed Britain a future world where the boundaries of gender and sexuality exploded. He was androgynous and extreme in his makeup and heels. He was gay, he was straight, he was bisexual. Even he wasn't sure what he was. He showed a whole generation that it was okay to be different. Who you were or where you came from didn't matter. You could simply invent the person you wanted to be.
1983. Let's dance. Let's dance. Let's dance. Let's dance to the song they're playing on the radio.
Ironically, Bowie's most commercially successful period came when he decided to dress in elegant menswear and sing simple pop songs. The album Let's Dance was a massive global hit that elevated him to stadium-filling money machine. But Bowie hated it. Although he'd conquered a new audience, he agreed with critics and early fans that the 80s were a creative low period for him. So he walked away. He ceased solo recording and played in a hard rock band for the next 4 years. By the time he returned to solo music in the 90s, the tourists had moved on, leaving only true fans.
2015. Lazarus. Look up here. I'm in heaven.
In the video for 2015's Lazarus, Bowie lies on a hospital bed, his body seeming to levitate from it. No one got the message. Bowie was dying of cancer. And in the great Bowie tradition, his death was a brilliant performance. He'd only recently returned to music after a decade spent living quietly in New York with his wife and young daughter. The culmination of this late burst of inspiration was 2016's Black Star, from which Lazarus was taken. Released on his 69th birthday, the album's experimental, jazz-influenced creativity met with universal acclaim. "Bowie is well and truly back," the media screamed. When he died at home 2 days later, the shock was total. No singer has ever gone out on such a high note.